Let us have a look at the tech side of things, tech impact for this week. We see what's happening on the tech side. And there's three things that I actually noticed, and it's all peculiar because it's all happening in the same time, same space era, right? And that is the rise of AI in content that you and I usually use, which was, I almost want to go as far as to say that it was 100% fine without AI. But now we're seeing it rise. So, where do we see the rise of AI? First of all, YouTube. If you've got a YouTube premium subscription, in the coding of YouTube, you now have, or YouTube now uses AI to recommend certain videos to you. They check your your metrics. In other words, they see how long do you watch certain videos, what are the type of videos. And then AI will be recommended for premium subscribers, meaning that you will have more quality control, apparently, over the certain videos. I don't know exactly how that's going to pan out, and I don't know if the user uploaded the video to a certain quality, how am I able to edit it. That's peculiar. The second thing is that we also see that Microsoft Teams is starting to incorporate AI. So Teams will have AI to enhance meeting features, video quality and mutings and stuff like that. And I think, I might be wrong, but AI is going to monitor what you're doing in order for you to be blocked when you don't need to be, not blocked, but the camera is off and the mic is off when you are doing something that the rest of the team should not be seeing. I assume that's what's happening because we all heard stories and seen videos on how things just go pear-shaped. Thirdly, also Meta, which is the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and the like, they are also incorporating with their new Meta Connect, which was the conference that they had not too long ago. They are incorporating AI into every single thing that you and I use, right? So Meta will then be able to check your Facebook likes, Instagram likes, and probably your WhatsApp messages. I've used Meta, which is their AI unit on WhatsApp. If you scroll, I think, I can't remember how it works, but on my phone, you scroll all the way down, or you drag your thumb all the way down in order for you to have the search bar on top, and then there's this little purple bluish circle, and then you can type, imagine a Renaissance painting, whatever the case might be, and it does. I've actually given a description of my dog and asked him to create a cartoon like person of my dog, but he needs to be sleeping in front of a fireplace, and AI did that very successfully. Meta rather did it very successfully. Also, what's new in this thing, and then we're stepping away from AI, however, sounds a bit like AI to me, right? Spotify. Spotify has got their look back. Spotify Weave. I can't actually remember what it's called now. But they've got this function now that you have a look back at your year, and they will show you the hits that you've been listening to, your mixes that you've been listening to. And then what's new this year with regards to the years that's gone by is they've now created a listener. I think it is called a listener personality. So they create this personality type that you are for the songs and stuff that you listen on Spotify. The reason I don't know these things, and I'll be totally honest with you, is I don't use Spotify. There's a long reason for that, but the short reason is it's free. And the friends that I have that has got content on Spotify that needs to generate an income, they are artists, they are music artists, they don't get a lot of music. We listen to the same song over and over and over and over, and they just don't get any money. So to me, I just don't use it, to be totally honest, for that mere reason. But anyway, that's my personal conviction. You don't have to do that. And that's why I don't know what's actually happening on Spotify. It's very interesting, though. And then the last thing, and this is something that probably will get given all excited, is the Tesla Cybertruck will be launched. And we still have some leaked videos. Saw it. I don't like it. It's a very futuristic design. And everybody's... it's a love-hate relationship. Either you love it or you hate the new Tesla Cybertruck that will be launched. But I think I'm excited to see what they will be doing. I would like to see the performance, because now we've got they call it a Cybertruck, but it's what we call in South Africa a bakkie. So I'm excited to see what the bakkie will be like, the performance of an electric motor in such a big vehicle. Will it be able to move the mass, meaning the weight of things that we move in South Africa? I don't think it's something that you will see a farmer driving on his farm, though, because we are too It's the areas are too vacant. There's too much open space in between charging stations. But let's see the performance. And that's it from my side for the tech side of life.